Holly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she seems like a real good girl.
She is. She's very smart.
Yeah.
Call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Greg Mattingly.
Here.
Deborah Kraft.
Here.
Jim Gresham.
Here.
Lloyd Holman.
Here.
Rizal Taylor. Bill Oliver. Dave Drobish. Is there anyone on the phone? You have 4 of 7 present.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve the meetings of December 17th?
So, second.
Roll call.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Lloyd Holman.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next is claims. Is there a motion?
I move that we forward the claims as presented.
There a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Lloyd Holman.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Sherry, anything to report?
No report.
Judge, anything?
Yeah, two things. One, we have hired, that's the right word, or selected a new associate judge, Lindsay Shelton. She is now hearing traffic and order protection cases. She's sitting in courtroom 2A. We did have a number of qualified candidates, including Mr. Baggett, who I think very highly of, and Ms. Sanders, who I also think very highly of, but it was the consensus that Ms. Shelton was going to get the job, and from all reports, she's doing very well. I think she's been sitting down there for just about a month. And then secondly, kind of on the same note, Ms. Sanders, Michelle Sanders, who's present today, is going to take over as our chief public defender. She will start those duties as of March 5, which is next Friday. And Dave Ellison, who's also done a very nice job, is going to be stepping down as of March 4, which is the day prior. I think there's a little retirement party for Dave over at the courthouse the afternoon of March 4. If anyone can come, that would be a nice thing.
Thank you, Judge. We don't have Mr. Day, so Mr. Berger?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have just two things. We did receive some money from the state. We received over $465,000 for officer reimbursement. The state still owes the county over $346,000, so there's still some outstanding money there. Also, we have finished up contract negotiations. The chief judge, Rosenbaum, out of Champaign County, he signed the contract. So I would present just to notify the county board at the board meeting in 2 weeks. So I think it's a pretty fair contract. It is only for 2 years. I was hoping for three, but it's completed.
Is any of the money the state owes us associated with the ARI program, or is it strictly the reimbursement?
This is strictly from AOIC.
Okay.
The last time that I received an email from Kira from ARI, I believe we only received 3 months for the ARI reimbursement, which I believe for probation, it was around $9,000. So for ARI, we received money for the two officers, and then we received some money for automation. When we went from Tyler back to Tracker, ARI picked up some of that, and then our Tracker system, we was able to, what's called a module for our assessments is through AOIC. We actually had that put in a Tracker, and so I wrote that. I asked Kira if we could get reimbursed for some of that from ARI, and they did that also. Otherwise, that's about the only money we get.
All right. Any other questions for Mr. Burr? Do we have anyone from emergency management? It doesn't look like it. Anything from Public Building Commission?
No report, sir.
Ms. Sanders, anything to report?
No report.
Sheriff Brown?
We have two items. I'm going to discuss the first one, and Sheriff Brown's going to discuss the second one. First one I have is a resolution approving an agreement between the Sheriff's Office and IDOT for the Sheriff's Office to receive a grant for the distracted driving program, which is basically cell phone usage while people are driving. And the Sheriff's Office will receive the distracted driving grant, if approved, from IDOT to maximize the effect of sustained, stepped-up traffic enforcement. The distracted driving grant focuses on the month of April as the distracted driving awareness month. The goals of distracted driving enforcement grant is to save lives and reduce the injuries resulting from motor vehicle crashes caused by distracted driving. These goals are achieved through directed patrols during specific enforcement campaigns. The Sheriff's Office is in position to receive funding from IDOT in the amount of $8,991.60. And it will be used for enforcement activities conducted in April 2021. Payments, which will be reimbursement, is made by IDOT to Macon County from the grant period beginning April 1, 2021 to April 30th, 2021, and it will be reimbursement of officers' salaries to work the overtime for the grant.
That's what I was just going to ask. It's going to be bringing additional officers in to focus on...
That is correct. On top of the regular patrol, we'll still have deputies doing the regular patrol assignments, but then this will be overtime staffing.
Okay.
So moved. Second.
Roll call.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Lloyd Holman.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Mr. Baggett or Mr. Reeder, whichever one of you.
Chairman, I think Sheriff Brown.
Oh, that's right. There was a second matter. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So yesterday we had had a presentation, myself and my executive staff, from a company called the sheriffsapp.com. And what it is you have several different sheriff's offices here within the state of Illinois that actually have an app. And it's a custom designed, and we are also looking in order to do this. And the purpose for this is a one-shop stop. Everyone carries their cell phone with them, and it's so cumbersome for someone to actually go and search a website to try to get information. This here is one way in order to get information out to everyone. Customize it to give information out as far as the sheriff's office, animal control. We can actually do our jail. You can do inmate search. You have information as far as if a detainee is getting out, that people can actually get an alert, and this helps out as far as domestic violence victims. Also, we can actually have where the health department can also actually give out information. We currently use Everbridge in the event that we have information needs to go out countywide. We can actually use this app in order to do that, and people will download it, be free of charge to them. So it's just so many different avenues we could go. If we know, as far as with the city police department, there's a lot of the shootings that are going on with them. We can actually give them a portal to where if they need to push information, that they can actually go out to individuals to stay from a certain area. If we have inclement weather, stay away from these roads because of this. We could have the highway department involved in this. It's just the sky is the limit, and I think this is something very, very good to actually get information out to our people here in Macon County. You can monitor the weather. It just so many different things. And the initial startup on this will be close to just like $26,000. And this is monies that could be taken out of the CARES Act because of COVID. You can actually give those numbers and that information out in reference to COVID as well. After that, it's about a $9,000 maintenance fee. And that's something that we can actually cover throughout our technology grant. Not grant, but our line. And this is... monies that we, as far as us being fiscally responsible, that I don't think we really need to increase
our lines as far as our budget, because we could actually come in at the end and do a cleanup if need be.
Any questions? Jim?
Sheriff, you know, sounds like, you know, an interesting proposition. Now, who will coordinate this and what's your plan for getting everybody involved? Have you gone that far yet?
The company, they'll come in. I've already spoken to Chief Getz. I haven't spoken to Brandy Brinkley because we just had this conversation here yesterday with this company. But that being said, I'm going to reach out personally to everyone and let them know that they're invited to this as well. And we want them, in order to be able to get the information out that they need to get to the public. Because we all know everyone's looking at their phones, and with apps, that's the thing. And it actually has with iOS, which is iPhones and also an Android, that they build that for.
Well, this, a year ago, Tammy and I had met, and it was right before COVID, and we were going to go to the different mayors in the community, and she was wanting each community to have like a contact person for when there were fairs or parades or whatever that we're not having, but we were going to reach out and do that. So could that all fall under there too?
Yes, and there's actions where you can have the more. And all the information you want to put out, we could put it out as far as contact information. And it's something that I've always wanted to do, is to make sure that other offices, as far as law enforcement, realize that they're part of us. So their contact information can be listed on this as well, countywide.
I think that's important, and I'm totally on board with that. I think that's...
Yeah.
If I may add real quick, there's a... this will be involve a marketing from this company that they're going to come and market it for us, and we've seen some of the stuff they do with the marketing, just so people are interested in it and they'll download it, just because they want to be a part of that.
Right. Well, I think we really should reach out to the communities.
Yes.
The mayors or whatever.
Yeah, and that's
great.
I think it's a great thing for everybody.
I'm on board. I'll help with that.
Okay.
Anyway, I can.
Yeah, I think it sounds good. Mr. Gresham.
Yes. I have some questions.
Okay.
In regard to the jail.
Okay.
With the contract for the help, the quarterly report will be given.
I haven't received that as yet. As a matter of fact, as soon as I leave out of here, I'll call Dr. Bates personally, and I'll have an answer for you today.
Yeah, because you know that's a big chunk. And what's been the average jail population since we started?
Well, because the DOC haven't been actually accepting detainees, we've been over 300. Since we just shipped out 39 just the other day, so we're down like the 280s.
Because this was based on 315 average population.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, I'm surprised that you haven't received anything.
Yeah.
Because it's been...
Okay. Matter of fact, I'll have an answer for you today. I'll call you personally.
Sheriff, Mr. Gresham just sparked a question in my mind that is related but unrelated, and it's probably too early.
You can't have it both ways.
It's probably too early to ask you this, but when we talk about that contract and jail population, I keep thinking about what the governor just signed.
That's on my list here, too.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
Well, it's unfortunate that I am definitely disheartened by the current legislation that has been signed. One thing that I had issues with is that we weren't at the table to have those discussions. It's kind of one of those deals we got to, you know, wait and see. We are currently signed up for a two-hour training here on the 10th of next month to kind of go over as far as legislation. And they claim it's going to be a trailer bill, but we'll see how that happens. It's a lot of unanswered questions, and I think this is going to have some negative effects when it comes to communities, and also as far as with us recruiting, people want to be involved in the profession as well.
It's still 2 years out, right? January 2023 until it takes effect. So Pritzker's still got to get through an election.
I was told Monday it takes a...
July 1st this year. You have some provisions. Yeah, it's July 1.
Does the bail part of it take effect?
The bail part of it is January 2023, Your Honor.
The bail part of it, Michael. Okay, that's what I thought.
Well, that's good, because that's the part I was expressly directing the question to, is if our jail population will change significantly in 2 years, we need to be aware of that entering into further contracts. But I haven't had the bill. I get the same thing that anybody on the street gets at this point. I'm concerned with with the no bail idea, but it doesn't sound like it's completely no cash bail. Judge, or Mr. Reeder, Michelle, Mr. Baggett, any of you give us any insight about that at all?
Well, it's a terrible idea. I mean, geez, Louise. I don't want to carry on, but I lost my train of thought. Again, it's 2 years out. In terms of the outs, Greg, it's my understanding if a judge specifically finds the defendant would be a threat to an individual or group of individuals, the judge can still
fix a cash bail?
Mandate or fix a cash bail.
Okay.
But otherwise, they have to be released. And it's just going to be, and I consider myself to be very middle of the road, moderate, and it's just insanity.
I agree with you.
I agree totally.
I think somebody would have called me or called Scott or someone.
Well,
running around passing things in the middle of the night.
The rest of it goes into effect July 1, correct?
Some of it does.
Not all of it.
A lot of it's no big deal. Like, making lower offense, possession of a controlled substance, dealing with that by divert, that's fine. A lot of it's fine. But just some of the things, like the bail and making anonymous complaints.
Although it does seem like a lot of the jail right now, the population usually is made up of people who have made specific threats to certain individuals, and that's a lot of gun crime and violence in the jail now anyway. So I don't know that it'll have a huge effect.
We'll try to be creative, and I don't want to, do anything wrong, but, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and take his microphone away.
I've been creative before.
Nothing wrong with being creative. Yeah, you can put that on the record.
Within the law.
Within the law. Exactly right.
Well, I took that off on a tangent, and we still haven't.
No, I was gonna, I was.
We still haven't addressed the sheriff's resolution. So, is there a motion?
No, Mr. Chairman, there
is not a resolution.
It's not on the agenda, so the committee won't be voting on it. This will be just going on to finance.
Yeah. I should have read the email more closely. All right. Well, if we don't have that to vote on. Mr. Baggett or Mr. Reeder, do you have anything to report beyond maybe what we've just tiptoed?
We do not.
Find a replacement for your assistant already?
I am still looking for three.
Greg, you're a good hand.
No, I'm not. I'm not licensed anymore. You think I'm going to pay those fees and CLE for 10 years and not do anything with it? Did we have any citizens' remarks? There's no old business. There's no new business, as far as I know. No need for closed session. Next meeting will be 3/25/21. We stand adjourned.